Welcome back to The Locker. If you are a subscriber to our channel, welcome back. If you're brand new, we would love it if you would subscribe, give us a like, tell your friends, share on social media, whatever. So today's conversation is a little tricky because most people don't want to hear what I'm about to say. So I think we told you before, when we start talking, we're going to give you the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the things that nobody else will tell you. So I'm going to talk about dropping weight. So if you want to Google how to lose weight, you can spend the next month reading all the articles that you can find about how to lose weight. So we want to give you some pointers, and we'll try to be nice about it. I'll try my best. But there's a couple things that we just have to be straightforward about. So this is what you have to do for your body in order for it to lose weight. Now, if you have an underlying medical condition like thyroid issues or something like that, this does not necessarily apply because you have something out of whack in your body that needs to be handled medically. So if you're in that category, we are not coming after you. So all that. Now, if you want your body to do what it's supposed to do, you need to feed it correctly, which means you have to put whole food in your body, which means you have to eat, right? Number one, you actually have to eat in order to lose weight effectively and correctly. Two, it's not going to happen fast. If you expect it to happen fast, it's not going to happen. So if you are on a weight loss journey, we'd like to call it fat loss journey because weight loss doesn't mean fat loss. It means weight loss. It means your scale's dropping, which means you could be losing muscle as well as fat, which is not what we want. So, but if you are on a weight loss journey and you expect it to happen overnight, you have to ask yourself, if you are overweight, did you become overweight overnight? Probably not. It was a gradual thing that you either were aware of or not, but I would tend to say that you were aware of it because I know when I start to gain a little weight, my clothes don't fit right. And as soon as those pants don't fasten, I have a choice to make. Do I fix the problem or do I go up in size? Right? So being real, if we keep going up in size, every time that starts to happen, I have to ask myself, what am I going to do about this? Right? And next thing you know, all the wrong choices just kind of boom, you're in this really crazy spot that you didn't want to be in the first place. So sidetrack on that. We would love it if you would read the book, The Slight Edge. You can get it on Amazon. It is incredible. It is very small, very powerful. It talks about the daily decisions that you make and how they compound later. So that applies to what we're getting ready to talk about. So I have notes. In case you haven't figured out, I write all this stuff down because there's a lot of information and I don't want you to miss it. Now, if you are dropping weight quickly, it is not sustainable. Your body cannot handle that for a long time because it's not used to it. So what it really wants to do is lose weight slowly or drop the fat slowly so your body has time to acclimate to that. So take your time. This is gonna, you're gonna look back and go, oh my gosh, I lost a lot of fat, but it took time. So let's just give you an example. Let's say you have 100 pounds of fat to lose. Just a crazy random number because it's easy to do. That sounds like a lot. And most of us want to wake up tomorrow 100 pounds lighter and less fat. Well, that's not going to happen. But here's what you have to look at. You have to lose 1 pound and you will do that 100 times. That's a little bit more reasonable. So the idea is focus on 1 pound at a time. You don't need to lose a bunch of weight in 1 week. That is not sustainable. All right. So there's no, well, wait a minute. If you do that kind of thing, we're going to be pretty rude. We see people all the time posting before and after pictures of this weight loss that they've done quickly. I just dare you to show me your after picture in 2 years. That's all I'm asking. If you did it quickly, I want to see what you look like in 2 years. If you made it and you figured it out, awesome job. But 90% of people that do these quick things gain all their weight back, and then you don't see them posting pictures anymore. All right, so there is no quick weight loss program that's healthy. Nothing. It's not good for you. Remember, if you ever go to a doctor, they ask you if you've had rapid weight loss. There's a reason for that, or weight gain. There's a problem with that too. So your body needs to adapt. And if it isn't adapting, it's going to rebound. And sometimes it's going to rebound worse than it was before. So you can actually gain more weight. So here's another thing to ask. If you're doing something like a pill or a correct food or a diet plan or a supplement, or if the food that you're eating is in a package this big, it's probably not real anyway. That is not going to work. So here's the question to ask yourself. If you're doing something like that and it's working, that's awesome, but it's not going to last. Just being real. But if you go back and go, I've done this before, and this before, and this before, and this, and I keep going back and finding all the things that I did that worked, and then they didn't, right? It's because they are not sustainable. The only way to get this to work is to find a healthy lifestyle that matches your body, okay? It's that simple, yet not easy, because what goes in your body and what goes in my body don't do the same thing. Like, I know people that can look at bread and gain weight. I can eat bread all day long and nothing happens. Just my metabolism, the way it burns the bread, is different than some other people, right? So these cookie cutter things do not work for everyone. All right. So here's what you need to do. You ready? It's very simple. You need to learn to treat your body right. You need to eat good food, which means you have to feed it. And we've talked about that before. You need to move your body, so you have to have exercise. That doesn't mean a grueling 13-hour workout day, 7 days a week. No. If you're not moving, start moving, do something. That is exercise. You can build on that because you do have to change that as you get stronger, but you have to move. Your body was designed to move. You need good sleep. You need to be resting, and you need to be hydrated. So we've talked about that before. If you don't do all this stuff, I can almost guarantee you will gain your weight back because you can't pick a weight, get to it, and then change everything back and expect to stay there. We've seen far too many people reach their goal and they're ecstatic. And then, boom, they just slowly snowball back the other direction because one, they may not have done it right, or two, they didn't make a lifestyle change that they could maintain for the long haul, which is what is the most important. That doesn't mean you can't ever eat something that's bad for you. No, we do that all the time. Here's the problem though. If you are on a fat loss journey, and let's go even further, if your doctor says you need to lose weight because your health is suffering, you cannot put anything bad in your body until you get to that point and learn to maintain, and then see if you can actually do that one thing once a week or once a month and make sure that you can handle that. You may not. You might realize, oh my gosh, if I see that one cookie, the bag is gone. And then that's not something you can do, right? So again, it's not for everyone. You have to figure out what you can do. I can tell you right now from personal experience, if that junk is in my house, I'm going to eat it because I like it. I don't crave it, but if it's there, it's convenient and it's right there. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm going to eat that. And I will do that. So that's why I don't have the abs that I had 15 years ago, because I find things in my house. I know you're asking, why do you have it in your house? Because we put it there. So that's what we do. Anyway, so you're going to see lots of people come at you with lots of options of this program, that program. I can help you do this. I can help you do that. That's honky-dory. And I've seen too many people that lose weight quickly and they don't look healthy. They look thin, but that thin doesn't equal health, just for the record. You can be thin and be unhealthy. When I was younger, I was extremely skinny, but I was not fit or healthy at all. I was just skinny. But that's not where I need to be. So just because somebody's super overweight and they want to be super skinny, that isn't a good jump. They have to get healthy. So you have to change your mindset. It's not just about weight loss, fat loss. It's about getting this body of yours as healthy as you can possibly get it. There's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be bumps. We get all that. But you have to make the decision and you have to go, okay, I'm ready to make that kind of a change. And I want it to be sustainable. So the next 20 years, I'm still doing the same stuff. You have to tweak it a little bit. That's the whole idea because it's a lifestyle. But you should be relatively in the same spot. And I can tell you, if you're 20 years old, eating whatever, and then all of a sudden you're 30 and you're starting to notice a little pudge, and then you're 40 and you're like, I got this tire. It's because you kept doing what you were doing when you should have been changing it a little bit to match what this was doing. Because remember, you need to feed this. This at 40 and 50 is different than this at 20. So it's just the way it is. Yeah, like the good, the bad, and the ugly. So again, no quick fix. does not exist, zero. Run away, not gonna work. Long-term commitment, lifestyle change, feed this, hydrate it, move it, and then your body will change. Again, unless there's a medical condition that you need to find out. You may not know you have one until you start this process and you're like, I'm doing everything I should and literally doing it. And if you're working with someone, we have our clients just send us pictures of their food. Like we're not initially counting calories and all that stuff because that's overwhelming to people. We just want to go, hey, wow, look, every single meal you're eating a cookie. Bad. Take that out. Just the basic stuff to make you aware of what you're doing, right? So you should be tracking that stuff. And if you're really doing everything like you should and it's not changing, you might need to go to a doctor and say, I need some blood work because something's not jiving, right? But if you're the average healthy person, as far as all that stuff, doing the right changes and for the long haul will make you change. So encouragement, you can do this, but I don't recommend doing it alone, right? Because if you're doing it alone, nobody knows you're doing it, and then you'll stop when you first hit that first roadblock. Tell people that you're doing it. Get a partner, get a buddy that's gonna hold you accountable, not somebody that's your chocolate chip cookie buddy, because that's not gonna work. You need somebody that's gonna say, hey, we agree to hold each other accountable, you're not supposed to be eating that, right? So you can do this, it's gonna take time, but make the right choices. Nothing quick, nothing fast. It's not going to be fast. If you do it fast, it's coming back. I'm just saying, be prepared. You're going to put it back on. Very few people do these quick fix things and it stays off because the quick fix is not something you can do for a long time. It's not healthy for one, and you can't maintain that for the rest of your life. So you have to start feeding this. Do the right thing now, and over time, your body will thank you. So that's what we want you to do. And you know what else to do down here. Give it one of these, do one of these, share it, whatever. And we want you to comment. Let us know what your journey's been like. We want to hear all this stuff. If you found like your lifestyle changes, your food, your water, your sleep, exercise, and you have these dramatic pictures, let us see them. We want to see it. We want to commend people that do this. We're also not trying to be mean to the people that are doing the quick fix stuff. But you're doing lots of quick fixes and that they don't last. So you need to switch gears a little bit and then let somebody work with you, let a professional. We'll be glad to talk to you and give you some pointers or kind of point you on in the right direction. But what you won't hear us do is saying, go on this diet or that diet or take this pill or drink this or supplement with that. Nope. No, we won't do that. Not what we're here for. So there you have it. Hopefully that wasn't too ugly. But it's the truth, and you needed to hear it. Did you know that you could help sponsor our podcast for as little as 99 cents a month? Yep, that would be amazing if you decided to do that. But we're still cool if you want to listen to it for free. We just want everybody to hear our information.